This is Woman in Revival Podcast. 3 days ago, we started a series called Hymns for Parents. Our topic for today is, Lord, we seek your face. Sisters, this is a song where mothers are pleading to God. They are seeking his face for their children, for the next generation. Sisters, God wants you to go before him and seek his face for your children in prayer and in the word. As well as nurturing your children. Nurturing them also means praying for them, reading the Bible to them, sharing God's word with them, seeking God's face for your children, seeking God's face on your child's behalf. Deborah Shinabi will now take us further on this subject.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your heart for us. Thank you for these aims that we are reflecting on. Please do speak to us as we go into today's episode. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for still taking the time to join us on Women in Revival broadcast. We are still on the series, Hymns for Parents. I trust the Lord has been speaking to you as we have been considering a few hymns that have been a blessing to my life as a mother. And I pray that these hymns will also be a blessing to you. I want to encourage you to share our links, our apps with your loved ones. Send out our broadcast to your loved ones. You can listen to us on www.gravesham christianladies.co.uk or www.evangelismradio.com. And you can download our apps on Google Play, Women in Revival app, or Podbean. Download Podbean on Google Play or App Store and then search for Women in Revival. There you will get our broadcast free. And I want to also use this opportunity to invite you to join us on some of our discipleship platforms. So do feel free to join us as we relate together, as we dig deep. Wherever you are, we will be able to connect you. You never worry. You can join us in our online discipleship meeting. And if you want us to connect you to maybe some of our discipleship places where people meet together physically, just give us a call on +44 7944 398 415 or go to our website www.gravesham christianladies.co.uk and go on our contact us page and send us your message. Also, you can register your daughters from ages 6 to 12. There is a forum for them, Graceful Pillars, and there is also the 13 to 19, the teenagers. Do feel free to contact us and we'll be able to connect you even to these platforms. Amen. So today we want to look at another hymn. Last time we were crying from a hymn, Take Our Young Men, Lord. We live in a time where the enemy is ripping us of our young sons. Sons that grow up in the church. They've become their own thing. They are choosing careers contrary to the will of God. And we are praying on this broadcast. Take our young men. Make them your Davids. Make them your Pauls. Make them your Gideons. Make them men that you can shoot for as your arrows to pierce, to navigate lives, even in their generation. Today, we want to look at another hymn, which says, Lord, we seek your face. Lord, we seek your face for the next generation. This is a hymn written to cry to the Lord for our young daughters. The last one was to cry to the Lord for our sons. And this aim is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24 to 30, chapter 9, verses 14 to 26. We will try and take a quick look into these scriptures. Let me read the first stanza and the other stanzas of this hymn. Lord, we seek your face. The first stanza says, Lord, we seek your face now for the next generation. Lord, give us young women that came from the cross, young women of virtue of Calvary, young women of piety. We ask from you, our God. Wow. What a way to pray for my young daughters, crying to him, looking to him that, Lord, even in my now, I am seeking your face for the next generation. My children are part of the next generation. Give me young women who came from the cross. Give me young women of virtue of Calvary, not young women who find relevance in makeups. Lord, I am asking you for young women of piety. I am not asking for young women who find identity in what they wear or what they do not wear. Oh, what a way to pray for my young daughters. And stanza 2 says, Lord, we seek your face for Esther's generation. Fair young virgin women who cleave to your cross. Godly young women who find contentment in all that you are for them on the cross. What a prayer that I could look at this hymn and pray for my daughters regularly. Make my children your Esther's generation. Make them fair young virgin who will cleave to your cross. Make them daughters who will find contentment in all that you are for them on your cross. That is saying, make these daughters to find life definition at Calvary. And stanza 3 says, Lord, we seek your face for Rhoda's generation. Young women of prayer, young women of your word, young women whose focus is Christ and his cross. Young women whose lives are molded by you. What a way to pray for our young girls, that they will be Rhoda's generation, that there will be young men who can pray biblical prayers, that there will be young men who can carry the Lord's burden in the place of prayer. What a privilege. You know, this reminded me of an experience that I had. I think this was 2 weeks ago. In my household on Fridays is a family prayer meeting. And we have this book that we have been using for years now. It's a book written for parents to bring their children along in praying for nations, praying for different causes that are in the heart of God. And when we started then, I led it, then incorporated my daughters to lead also. So we did it in turn. Then it got to a stage when I took myself out of leading it and handed it to my daughters to be leading. So they would usually take it in turn. And I remember 2 weeks ago, we were praying for Burkina Faso. And it was my younger daughter's turn to lead us. And she led us. We prayed for Burkina Faso and the French world at large. It was a great time of prayer. I am sharing this to encourage you. What is written in this hymn are what we can pray for our children. So as she led us and we prayed, we cried to the Lord. And as we are about to finish, as she was rounding up, she said, she felt the Lord is saying to her that we need to pray. We need to intercede earnestly for Burkina Faso in an unusual dimension. That we need to pray for Burkina Faso because the Lord wants us to stand in the gap for a terror attack that is about to befall that nation, that we should pray. And we started praying as a family and we cried. She said, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't fully understand, but God says, pray for Burkina Faso, pray against terror attack. And we prayed, we cried, we spoke in tongue, and that was it. To my amazement, on Monday morning, I then saw in the news, Burkina Faso suffered a terror attack. And as I was sitting in the living room later in the evening, it was shown in the news. And I'm like, God, you move this little girl's heart that we should specifically pray on terror attack for Burkina Faso. And you know what? I quickly called her. I said, come, did you remember when we were rounding up the time of prayer that you said we should stop, that God is saying we should pray terror in Burkina Faso? She said, yes, yes. And I said, see the news. And she saw. And she was like, oh. And she prayed. She said, Lord, thank you for finding us to pray for Burkina Faso. Thank you for sharing your heart. Thank you that we prayed. Because if we had not prayed, maybe it would have been serious than this. And you know, she took a Thanksgiving offering to the Lord. So why did I go here? This stanza 3 says, we seek your face for Rhoda's generation. Young women of prayer, young women of your word. They are not given birth to. They are cultivated. We have to help them. We have to trust the Lord to raise through our hands young women of prayer, young women of God's word, young women whose focus is Christ and Him crucified. Stanza 4 says, Lord, we seek your face for Rebecca's generation, a generation that are cultured at home. What a prayer. There are daughters, will be daughters that are cultured at home, that find relevance in the home, that are not looking for friends on the streets. There are not daughters like Dinah who are looking for the daughters of the land. And it goes on, a generation that take joy in your plan for their own womanhood to give you all praise. Stanza 5 says, Lord, we seek your face for Mary's generation, a generation devoted to your cause, a generation willing to give up all for the continuity of your plan, O Lord. May the Lord cause our daughters to be Mary's generation, a generation indeed that will devote their lives to the Lord's cause. I will take Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30. I will take just this scripture. Then we go and listen again to the hymn as sung by myself and my daughters. We love hymning. We love singing. Mark 7, 24 to 30 says, and from thence he rose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it. But he could not be hid, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast for the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. Verse 30. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. What an encouragement. I know this is a very common story. The Syrophoenician woman, the woman whose daughter was sick of the devil, came to the Lord Jesus, and Jesus said, look, children's bread cannot be given to dogs. And this woman said, yes, I know that I am a dog, but I am a dog with a difference. I am a dog under the table. I am a dog having an expectation. For the scripture says, outside belongs to the dog. But for me, I am a dog that is underneath the table. I am a dog that have an expectation. I am a dog that is seeking your face. Oh Lord, we seek your face for our daughters. Even as this Syrophoenician woman sought your face for her daughter. And Jesus responded to her need. The need for the devil in her daughter to be driven out. The need for her daughter to be healed. Jesus responded to it. And this woman's daughter was made whole, even according to the request of this Syrophoenician woman. How much more you and I, who have come to know the Lord, as many who have put their faith, who have put their hope in the crucified Christ, in the resurrected Christ, we can go boldly and say, Lord, we seek your face for our daughters. And I am praying that the Lord will find you faithful to seek his face to that young woman that the Lord has given to you in your household. I want us to go quickly as we listen to a few of these verses of the hymn, even as myself and my daughters sing this hymn.
Lord, we seek your face now for the next generation. Lord, give us young women that came from the cross. Young women of virtue of Calvary. Young women of piety, we ask from you, our God. Lord, we seek your face for Esther's generation. Fair young virgin women who cleave to your cross. Godly young women who find contentment in all that you offer them, lives on the cross.
I trust that was a blessing to you. If you go on our website, you will find these hymns on our website. And I trust the Lord will speak to you as you Google up hymns online and as you sing together with your family. Amen.